Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Wednesday, the 15th of June. In the North West London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And today we're up to Psalm 127. We're going to do an overview of the psalm today and then get into the detail in future podcasts. It reads, A Song of Ascent of Solomon. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labour in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies in the gate. This psalm covers three areas of human life, human activity, and three areas of what could be areas of potential anxiety. He covers the house, the city, and the family. Our own home, you could say. The place where we live and the environment where we live and work and have our relationships outside our family and the family itself. And what this psalm is saying, that neither the conditions inside our house, nor the conditions in the city, nor the conditions in our family can be of any value or can have any security without the Lord. Without the Lord, we can do nothing. Now, there's some irony in this because the writer of this psalm is Solomon. In fact, it's the only one of the Psalms of Ascent to be composed by King Solomon. And the sad fact is that the truths that this psalm lays out so clearly were not put into practice or listened to or lived by Solomon himself. The lessons of his own psalm seem to have been lost on him. In 1 Kings chapter 9, we see a record of Solomon's great building projects. He built two big buildings, the Temple of the Lord and the Royal Palace. But the emphasis here is not upon him doing something to God's glory. The emphasis really is on Solomon doing the building. Solomon is the one who is emphasized. Solomon is the one who is center stage in these projects, not the Lord. Psalm 127 makes the Lord the center, makes the Lord the focus, and yet in his own life, his building was really much more about him and about him impressing neighboring kings like Hiram, king of Tyre, or Pharaoh, king of Egypt, of course, whose daughter he married. It much more about Solomon than about God, and it took his heart, as we know about Solomon's life. Materialism crept in and stole his heart. And not only that, but his family life. Not just his building projects, but his family projects. They also ended up not really being about God. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 7, as an example. On a hill east of Jerusalem, Solomon built, here he's building again, a high place for Chemosh, the detestable god of Moab, and for Molech, the detestable god of the Ammonites. He did the same for all his foreign wives, wives plural, which gives us part of the clues to the problem, and foreign being the other word, who buried incense and offered sacrifices to their gods. The Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. But though he had forbidden Solomon to follow other gods, Solomon did not keep the Lord's command. And the Lord said to Solomon, since this is your attitude, and you have not kept my covenant and my decrees which I commanded you, I will most certainly tear the kingdom away from you and give it to one of your subordinates. What a sad, sad lesson. What a sad commentary on Solomon's heart. It is vital that we pay attention to living what we preach. 1 Corinthians 9, Paul says, Now I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. And just as it says in James 1, 22 to 25, we must not merely listen to the word and so deceive ourselves, but do what it says. Let this psalm be a warning to us to put into practice what we believe and teach others. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 1. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.